Today is the fifth day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and I am grateful to be here. Truly, to be standing, to be breathing, to be moving, and to have a place to be together with you today. A safe place. I am deeply, deeply grateful that we have this, and I hope you are too. And I'm grateful that there is a rhythm that aims and guides our lives that we have in joining in with each other every day and taking another step forward every day in this grand adventure and relationship that we have with the scriptures. And so here we are, and we are at the threshold now of a new book and the final grouping of books in the Old Testament. We're kind of on the home stretch. So today, as we begin, we will read or begin to read from the prophetic book of Hosea. And this final grouping of books that I'm speaking of is called the Minor Prophets. So we read the major prophets, now we will read the minor prophets. And this does not mean they are less important, it just means they are shorter. And so, I mean, there'll be some days where we read through an entire book, but we won't be spending too many days in any of them because they're shorter. There are 12 books in this grouping, so we have 12 books to get through in these remaining weeks. And they begin with Hosea, and then they end with the book of Malachi. And so we'll be moving fast, obviously. Hosea likely lived in the 8th century BC or BCE, and probably saw the disintegration and the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel, which we read about, that was conquered by the Assyrian Empire, the 10 tribes in the north, because the northern kingdom was his homeland. And there are many scholars that believe that Hosea's prophecies, they were written down, but they were collected together later in the southern kingdom of Judah after the Assyrian conquest happened, and the 10 tribes were carried away into exile and literally disappeared from history. One of the this is a riveting book. Some of its imagery, this theme of marriage that often is used in the Bible to represent God's love for his people and the covenant that he entered into with his people and expected loyalty and faithfulness and fidelity with these people. This theme is vividly captured in Hosea and is a riveting metaphor, because we have often observed God's people reaching outside the relationship, right? Cheating, chasing other things, other gods, and in turn committing spiritual adultery, right? Being unfaithful to God. And so when this context of marriage is used and God uses this imagery, it's something that, you know, whether we have experienced infidelity, or whether it's something that we know somebody and we've walked through it with them, or whether we just simply understand it as a concept and imagine what the pain of that might be like to discover, it hits really, really close to the heart. It's really, really at the core of identity and reality and emotion. And so when God uses this imagery as a context, betrayal then, from God's perspective, becomes something that we can touch and feel. We no longer need to see him as like this just vengeful, angry, got up on the wrong side of the bed deity the ones to smite. Makes a whole lot more sense to understand him as someone who's in shock, who is experiencing the trauma of betrayal, who is a scorned lover, who is jealous, who is heartbroken, and longing for the one he still loves. And there's no place else. I mean, there's many places, but nowhere else in the Bible is this more clearly presented than in the book of Hosea, because God instructs Hosea to use his very life to speak as living prophecy. God instructs Hosea to marry a prostitute. Her name is Gomer. And this represents the idolatry, the adultery, the infidelity, the harlotry of Israel. And so he does. And Gomer and Hosea have children together. And each of the children are given a prophetic name that is intended to speak directly to Israel. And then eventually, Gomer is unfaithful to Hosea. And so he goes through the emotion of betrayal, but then he divorces her. And this represents God's sense of betrayal and casting away of Israel. And then, in what is seemingly about face, like a shift in emotions, Hosea is sent in pursuit of Gomer again. And he has to find her where she is and buy her back. This woman who had completely been unfaithful to him. And he does. He buys her back. And this represents the lengths God is communicating that he's willing to go to be reunited with the one, those he loves. So this whole portrayal of the love of God is potent in the book of Hosea, because it's a picture of God's love for each of us. And each of us should really understand the depth of it from this material. It forces us to look at the ways that we betray the lover of our soul. And it compels us to understand that that is not a small thing. We can imagine that happening to us. And so we are supposed to imagine the impact on the heart of God. And so with that, we begin. Hosea, chapters 1, 2, and 3. This is the Lord's message that came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the time of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and during the time of Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, he said to him, "Go, marry a prostitute who will bear illegitimate children conceived through prostitution, because the nation continually commits spiritual prostitution by turning away from the Lord." So Hosea married Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim. Then she conceived and gave birth to a son for him. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Jezreel, because in a little while I will punish the dynasty of Jehu on account of the bloodshed in the valley of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. At that time, I will destroy the military power of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. Then the Lord said to him, "Name her No Pity, or Lo Roma, because I will no longer have pity on the nation of Israel, for I will certainly not forgive their guilt. But I will have pity on the nation of Judah. I will deliver them by the Lord their God. I will not deliver them by the warrior's bow, by sword, by military victory, by chariot horses, or by chariots. When she had weaned No Pity, or Lo Ruhamah, she conceived again and gave birth to another son. Then the Lord said, Name him not My People, or Lo Ami, because you are not My people, and I am not your God. However, in the future, the number of the people of Israel will be like the sand of the sea, that can be neither measured nor numbered. Although it was said to them, You are not My people, it will be said to them, You are children of the living God. Then the people of Judah and the people of Israel will be gathered together. They will appoint for themselves one leader and will flourish in the land. Certainly the day of Jezreel will be great. Then you will call your brother My people, or Ami. And you will call your sister Pity, or Ruhamah. Plead earnestly with your mother, for she is not My wife, and I am not her husband, so that she might put an end to her adulterous lifestyle and turn away from her sexually immoral behavior. Otherwise, I will strip her naked and expose her like she was when she was born. I will turn her land into a wilderness and make her country a parched land, so that I might kill her with thirst. I will have no pity on her children, because they are children conceived in adultery, for their mother has committed adultery. She who conceived them has acted shamefully, for she said, I will seek out My lovers. They are the ones who give Me My bread and My water, My wool, My flax, My olive oil, and My wine. Therefore, I will soon fence her in with thorns. I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way. Then she will pursue her lovers, but she will not catch them. She will seek them, but she will not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to My husband, because I was better off then than I am now. Yet until now, she has refused to acknowledge that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, and that it was I who lavished on her the silver and gold that they used in worshiping Baal. Therefore, I will take back My grain during the harvest time and My new wine when it ripens. I will take away My wool and My flax that I had provided in order to clothe her. Soon I will expose her lewd nakedness in front of her lovers, and no one will be able to rescue her from Me. I will put an end to all her celebrations, her annual religious festivals, monthly new moon celebrations, and weekly Sabbath festivities, all her appointed festivals. I will destroy her vines and fig trees, about which she said, These are My wages for prostitution that My lovers gave to Me. I will turn her cultivated vines and fig trees into an uncultivated thicket, so that wild animals will devour them. I will punish her for the festival days when she burned incense to the Baal idols. She adorned herself with earrings and jewelry and went after her lovers, but she forgot Me, says the Lord. However, in the future, I will allure her. I will lead her back into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. From there, I will give back her vineyards to her and turn the valley of trouble into an opportunity for hope. There, she will sing as she did when she was young, when she came up from the land of Egypt. At that time, declares the Lord, you will call My husband. You will never again call Me My master. for I will remove the names of the Baal idols from your lips, so that you will never again utter their names. At that time, I will make a covenant for them with the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the creatures that crawl on the ground. I will abolish the warrior's bow and sword, that is, every weapon of warfare, from the land, and I will allow them to live securely. I will commit myself to you forever. I will commit myself to you in righteousness and justice, in steadfast love and tender compassion. I will commit myself to you in faithfulness, and you will acknowledge the Lord. At that time, I will willingly respond, declares the Lord. I will respond to the sky, and the sky will respond to the ground, and the ground will respond to the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, and they will respond to God plants, or Jezreel. Then I will plant her as my own in the land. I will have pity on no pity, or lo Ruama. I will say to not my people, alo ami, you are my people. And he will say, you are my God. The Lord said to me, go, show love to your wife again, even though she loves another man and continually commits adultery. Likewise, the Lord loves the Israelites, although they turn to other gods and love to offer raisin cakes to idols. So I paid 15 shekels of silver and about 7 bushels of barley to purchase her. Then I told her, you must live with me many days. You must not commit adultery or become joined to another man, and I also will wait for you. For the Israelites must live many days without a king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred fertility pillar, without ephod or idols. Afterward, the Israelites will turn and seek the Lord their God and their Davidic king. Then they will submit to the Lord in fear and receive his blessings in future days. First John 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been fathered by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves the child fathered by him. By this we know that we love the children of God, whenever we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments do not weigh us down, because everyone who has been fathered by God conquers the world. This is the conquering power that has conquered the world, our faith. Now who is the person who has conquered the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Jesus Christ is the one who came by water and blood, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three are in agreement. If we accept the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, because this is the testimony of God that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has testified concerning his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The one who has the Son has this eternal life. The one who does not have the Son of God does not have this eternal life. I have written these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have before him, that whenever we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in regard to whatever we ask, then we know that we have the requests that we have asked from him. If anyone sees his fellow Christian committing a sin not resulting in death, he should ask, and God will grant life to the person who commits a sin not resulting in death. There is a sin resulting in death. I do not say that he should ask about that. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is sin not resulting in death. We know that everyone fathered by God does not sin, but God protects the one he has fathered, and the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us insight to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This one is the true God and eternal life. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. Psalm 124, A Song of Ascents by David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say this, if the Lord had not been on our side, when men attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger raged against us. The water would have overpowered us. The current would have overwhelmed us. The raging water would have overwhelmed us. The Lord deserves praise, for he did not hand us over as prey to their teeth. We escaped with our lives, like a bird from a hunter's snare. The snare broke and we escaped. Our deliverer is the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. Proverbs 29:5-8. The one who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his steps. In the transgression of an evil person there is a snare, but a righteous person can sing and rejoice. The righteous person cares for the legal rights of the poor. The wicked person does not understand such knowledge. Scornful people inflame a city, but those who are wise turn away wrath. Father, we thank you for your word. As always, this is why we are here. It is the foundation and basis and reason for this community to have existed this long. It is why we are here, to be in a relationship with your word and allow it to speak for itself. Every word of it, every bit of it. And so it's a journey that we take in a relationship that we have, and we thank you for it. And as we have moved into the book of Hosea, the imagery is stark, riveting, penetrating, deep, emotional, and something we can relate to and understand. And so in learning your heart and your feelings towards us, may we respond by considering our actions and the impact that they have not only on those around us and ourselves, but on your heart. Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base as well. That is where to get connected, be connected, stay connected, like the community section. That's a place to get connected. The prayer wall lives there. Also, all of the different links to all of the different social media platforms that we participate in. If you are in any of those spaces, that's a good way to be connected and stay connected. And so check those things out. It's Christmas time. That's what's going on around here. So the Christmas party, the Daily Audio Bible Christmas party, 20th Christmas party is coming up. And you can participate because it is a beautiful virtual Christmas party that we have every year. One of my very favorite things that we do as a community. The hotline button. Like, we have this way to communicate with prayer and encouragement every single day with phone numbers and hotline buttons. And so you can use those and just call in, no matter where you are in the world, your holiday greeting. Couple of rules. Don't call it a prayer request or encouragement and a holiday greeting combined in the same call. And just one holiday greeting per person. Like, not like, you know, they're 2 minutes long. So it's not like, well, I just have a whole lot more to say. I really need 20 minutes to say all this and call in like 10 calls. That won't work. Not with the volume of how many people participate. So just keep it at 2 minutes. You can say an awful lot in 2 minutes. And that works out really, really well. So make sure you just kind of follow those guidelines and then hit the hotline button in the app or dial 877-942-4253 and call in your holiday greeting for the annual Christmas party that's coming up. Also, it's Christmas time, so the Daily Audio Bible Christmas box, which is a 20th year anniversary box that we worked really hard to kind of create some really exclusive things around the reality that the Daily Audio Bible is experiencing its 20th year. And it is 20 years of 7-day-a-week broadcasting, and so that makes it the longest-running daily podcast and podcast history. So we are grateful for that, and we're kind of commemorating with some things. So the annual Christmas blend of our Wind Farm coffee, the chocolate hazelnut is in the box. The 20th anniversary reserve southern pecan coffee is in the box. So those just fantastic holiday selections for your coffee drinking pleasure. The Daily Audio Bible Christmas ornament that is always in the Christmas box is in the box this year with the word of the year, which has been safe. And it's a 20th anniversary ornament. And then we created these really, really beautiful commemorative boxes with a beautifully multicolored commemorative coin that is numbered. So with a card, like, they're numbered, and these are a piece of the history. Like, there's only a certain quantity of them, and there only ever will be, that really, really represent Daily Audio Bible and its history and its mission. And so check that out. There's some other things in there as well, but you can check it all out on the web or in the app. Breathing Prayer. It's back in stock. I've been saying that. We were out of stock for a while. He had sold through everything. That makes a great gift. The commemorative coins, we talked about that. Those are new. Those are in the shop now. All of the words for the year, for all of the years that we've been doing this, we've kind of created a collection of those. And so however long you've been here or however long you might be interested, all of those are kind of marked as a piece of the Daily Audio Bible history and are available. And then some wristbands for the word of the year for next year. Those make really great stocking stuffers for, you know, people you want to invite on the journey for next year. And we've had these in the past, but not quite like this. And so you can check all that. Everything that I'm saying is in the shop. You can just go look for yourself. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. There is no global campfire. There never would have been. Beyond just the first year, had we not been in this together. And so for us to reach this point in history and be able to maintain doing this 7 days a week, every single day for 20 years, that never happened if we were not in this together. And so thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And also, not just prayer requests or encouragement, but your holiday greetings can come in there as well. And that's it for today. Brian, I love you. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Shalom, my DAB family. My name is Donna, and I live in South Carolina, but I go by Messianic Meira. Meira is my Hebrew name, and it means bringer of light. I'm asking for prayer because I recently found out I have a brain tumor. And this Thursday, which is my husband's birthday, I'm going to the hospital to have the biopsy and the pathology. And then in January, they're going to remove the tumor, and I'm praying that it is benign. The elders in my church last week anointed me with oil and put their hands on me, and then some friends did the same thing, and it was just a wonderful thing. And the reason I found out is because I've been getting MRIs because a year ago I was getting terrible headaches, and I normally don't. So I look at the headaches as a gift. Because if I hadn't had the headaches, I would have never had the MRIs. So I seek your wonderful, bold prayers that all would be okay, that it would be benign, that my recovery and all the surgeries will be okay, and that the Lord will just pour his strength, his healing, and his love into my life, just as he does every single day. So God bless all of you. And I thank you for your prayers. Amen.
Good morning, my friends and family on the Daily Audio Bible. This is the Butterfly from Bakersfield now. I'm the Butterfly in Camarillo. I listen every day, and though I haven't asked for prayer requests in a long time, today I come to you with a heavy heart in asking for my faith. I feel like I'm losing my faith. I'm asking for prayer for my daughter Vanessa and her partner David. They've been together for 7 years and recently suffered the unimaginable loss of their baby boy at birth this past October. He was my first grandson. I have prayed for him forever. All of my friends are great grandparents, and I'm yet to be a grandmother. Jackson was a child we all longed for and loved before we ever met him. Our hearts are broken and we are grieving deeply. Please pray for healing, peace, and comfort for our family and for the precious little soul of that little lost one we lost, my little Jackson. Also, I'm asking for prayer for David's mother, Henny, who is battling lung cancer. I'm asking God for healing upon her and for rest and for God to give her strength, hope, and renewal life. And lastly, I'm asking for prayer for my son who will be released from jail in April. Lord, I'm asking for his path, for you to guard his path. He's never got it right. And no matter what I say or do, he seems to take the wrong path. Lord, please, I'm asking all of you on here to pray. I pray for an open door and a new job for myself, a safe home, and for the Holy Spirit to come back into my heart once again, because I feel like I'm fighting my faith. And for myself, I ask for the Holy Spirit. And for God, I just feel like I'm losing it. I need strength and peace in my heart. Thank you, my friends, for lifting us all up in prayer. May God bless each one of you.
Hi, this is Turning Her Eyes Upon Jesus in Virginia. I want to thank you for praying for me. I had major spinal surgery in May and then complications with spinal fluid leaks after that. A huge praise. My doctor gave me permission to have more upright time for the month of November, which was such a gift. Oh, being able to go to church again and do little things with my family was such a joy and a needed breath of fresh air, literally. So that was huge. I also had a second procedure just a couple of days ago to stop the spinal fluid leaks. So prayers that was the last one and that I can move forward in restoration and living life again. I also wanted to pray for hopeful daughter in Washington. You first called in and shared about your son, Liam, who had a tumor that you called Goliath, and he fought that tumor but then passed from complications. I wept with you when you called in, and what a precious son you had. I can envision him listening to Dab Kids. He was probably listening at the same time as my children. So thank you for sharing your precious son. And we are praying for you and your family as you grieve. Oh, I know there's been so many hard things with your biological father and dealing with addiction, and your adoptive father having health problems, and then your husband being unemployed. You are a hopeful daughter of the true King, King of Kings, and you are loved. And
hi, Deb family. This is Lennox in LA. Calling again for your prayers for me and for many, many other people. Because we suffer from long COVID. I don't know if many of you might not even know what's going on, but it's a reality that so many people I know are going through. If you've never looked this up, I encourage you to give it a go for 20 minutes. And I think you'll be surprised by just how many of us are out there that seem silent and invisible. Personally, I am doing really, really bad. Most days are spent in some kind of depression or despair, high anxiety, severe symptoms. This has been going on for 3 straight years, but there are a lot of us that have been going on for 5, 6, 7 years. And today I feel desperate enough to call in for your strength, for God's strength, because I don't have strength today. And I hope you understand, many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm always thinking of you. I listen every day. Thanks, Brian and Jill. God bless you.